Let us pray. O God, our great companion, lead us day by day deeper into the mysteries of life and enable us to become faithful interpreters of life to our fellow men. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Tuesday night at St. Peter's Bible study, Father Dan Ogden, one of our resident Bible scholars, asked a very important and probing question of those present. As we finished reading each of the scriptural passages for today, he asked, "If you had to preach on this passage next Sunday, what would you say? What theme would you pick? What of importance engages your imagination?" I ask the same question of you this morning. To sharpen the question further, is there any insight that speaks to our experiences of this past week? Is there any insight from today's readings that help us understand and address the carnage in San Bernardino, California, that is so very fresh in our minds? I suggest there is. It is contained in the second lesson today. It is from Philippians, Paul's prayer for the Christians at Philippi. This is his prayer: "That your love may grow ever richer and richer in knowledge and insight of every kind, and may thus bring you the gift of true discrimination." Some translations use the word discernment in place of discrimination. We will use the word discernment also. Discrimination in our context and in our time in this world often means the unjust or prejudiced treatment of different categories of people or things, especially on the grounds of race, age, or sex. The word discernment, first used in 1586, means wisdom, insight, perception, keenness, sensitivity, and understanding. That prayer of St. Paul for the people of Philippi is being offered and acted upon today as human beings everywhere seek to understand and respond to this latest expression of terrorism. The root challenge for each of us is the root challenge of living. What does this mean? Why did it happen? This is the basic task of discernment. Paul prayed that the people of Philippi would grow richer and richer in knowledge and insight of every kind, and thus bring about the gift of true discernment. Knowledge and insight of every kind is being sought by every thinking, caring person everywhere. The future of the world, the future of the human race, depends upon our getting what Paul describes as true discernment. And the question now becomes before us: how do we acquire true discernment? In Philippians chapter 2, the next chapter from where we read today, verse 5, we hear the answer. "Have this mind in you, which was in Christ Jesus." We acquire true discernment when we embrace the mind and heart of Jesus. Let us take a closer look at what true discernment looks like in real life. First of all, true discernment values all of creation. Jesus never showed disdain for any aspect of the world he encountered. He even reminded us that the birds of the air and the lilies of the field are an integral part of God's creation. He was most concerned about those people who were considered less important, the marginalized, the physically challenged, the outcast. And it is to the deep credit of the United Nations that it is discussing and wrestling with climate changes in Paris, even as we meet today. The United States is an emerging form of government, still experimenting, still seeking to understand. Capitalism is a powerful engine to fulfill our self-interests and create services and products that address the common good. What we are learning, however, is that enlightened self-interest requires our true discernment. Win-win decisions are superior to win-lose decisions. We are all connected. This important insight is reflected everywhere we look. We cannot sacrifice part of creation for the benefit of another part of creation. We are rapidly learning that we will pay a huge price if we neglect our common heritage with every living thing. True discernment is inclusive in its views and comprehensive in its behavior. True discernment affirms that what injures one injures all. What blesses one blesses all. For example, there is no justifiable reason except self-aggrandizement for trophy hunting of lions, tigers, and elephants and other wild animals. There is no reason to capture and train animals to amuse us in the circus, thus subjecting them to a long life of captivity until they are too old to perform anymore. When safety concerns are neglected or abandoned and an oil well rig erupts with millions of gallons of pollution, generations going forward will be asked to pay the price of an altered environment and a degraded ecosystem. These are not my conclusions. They represent the very best minds of our planet as they assess the interconnectedness we share with all of creation. The mind of Jesus reminds us that what we have done for one another and for the least of these, we have done it for him. Reverence for life is not a cliche. It is an expression of true discernment. Secondly, reflecting the mind of Jesus, true discernment is being perceptive without being judgmental. We tend to live by images rather than reality. Discernment looks beyond image and embraces reality. Paul wrote this little prayer from prison, one of the several times he was jailed for just sharing the gospel of Jesus. The collaborators of the New Testament were not reluctant to take these words of a jailbird and incorporate them into our Holy Bible. They saw beyond the image, and so should we. Jesus was perceptive without being judgmental. Another example, we have criminalized thousands of people who need help coping with their lives and especially their addictions. Discerning people are beginning to see that people who are addicted should be treated as medical patients, not as criminals. Our easy black and white solutions to addiction have filled our prisons beyond any other nation in the civilized world. The true discernment of some is beginning to see this. Happily, there are even a few candidates for president that see this imbalance more clearly as well. We human beings are works in progress, and our education often consists of learning what not to do as well as what works and we should do. By the way, being perceptive does not imply that we need to turn off our BS meters. So much of advertising is thinly veiled truth. Promises are made for some products and services that just cannot be true. Want to know what some of the truth is? Read the fine print. Pay attention to the disclaimers. Be discerning. Thirdly, reflecting the mind of Jesus, true discernment resists evil with a higher good. Jesus and Paul were crystal clear. Overcome evil with good. The eye for an eye approach may approximate a just solution, but it does not change the world for the better. This past week, there were two examples of two different approaches to overcoming evil. One was the horrific killing of 14 people and the wounding of 21 in San Bernardino. And the other example was the 60th anniversary of Rosa Parks' refusal to go to the back of the bus. Saeed Farouk, 28, and his wife Tashteen Malik, 27, stormed a holiday party of fellow workers, killing 14 and wounding 21. Rosa Parks simply stayed in her bus seat when ordered to the back of the bus. Saeed and Tashteen wore combat gear, carried guns and ammunition to avenge the evil they perceived. Rosa Parks sat quietly, wearing her work dress and clutching her purse. Saeed and Tashteen dropped their six-month-old baby girl off at grandma's, saying they had a doctor's appointment. Rosa Parks, knowing she had loved ones who were anxious for her safety, sat stoically and courageously as she was berated verbally by the bus driver. Saeed and Tashteen wanted to harm and kill as many as possible in the shortest amount of time. Rosa Parks didn't want to harm anyone and gracefully resisted the belittling commands of the bus driver to give her seat up to a white person. Saeed and Tashteen tried desperately to get away from their deeds. Rosa Parks stayed resolutely in her seat, the target of verbal abuse. Saeed and Tashteen used evil methods to confront their perceived evil. Rosa Parks, with great dignity, resisted the violence of racism with nonviolent resistance. Saeed and Tashteen have mystified and horrified their friends, families, and acquaintances. Rosa Parks will go down in history as an inspiring example of courageous good overcoming an entrenched and persistent evil. Discernment is a great gift. It is born out of our love for each other and our love for God. Paul's prayer for the people of Philippi is meant for each of us as well. And this is his prayer. He said, "That your love may grow ever richer and richer in knowledge and insight of every kind, and may thus bring you to the gift of true discernment, which is the mind of Christ."